It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I engaged in an adult consensual affair with another man.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to go to the door in a second. We never knew who was going to be in the green room.
Love right? The door.
People tend to knock on the door, and we just don't know who's on the other side of the door. That's
crazy.
The way that works. It's quite simple. But there's always something going on.
You know what this is? This is intrigue.
At WJFK. And before you tell this story, Buzz, or whatever the hell happened to you in the parking lot a moment ago.
Uh-huh. And way to go springing it on us 8 seconds before we
he
come
He lays
back.
This crap on us with milliseconds to go before we're going on
That's
the air.
That's just the best, isn't it?
Before you tell this
riddled
story.
Riddled with intrigue.
When a person is trapping. Uh-huh. They put a trap out,
right?
And they set bait in the trap,
right?
And then they get their prey, you know, their beaver pelt, because the beaver sees what's in the trap, and the beaver wants what's in the trap, and then the beaver grabs it, and the trap clamps down on the beaver's foot,
right?
Buzz comes up during the break and says, "I just got a bag of free porn."
I believe it was right after I said 20 seconds.
But here's what's happening. Buzz says he's down in the WJFK garage.
Right.
And someone has left a bag in his parking space that simply says free porn on it. That to me is a little scary, Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz.
That's like eating the cookies that the psycho listener brings
by. I love cookies.
I know you love cookies, but
let him tell his story.
What the hell happened to you just now? First of all, what are you doing lingering around the parking lot during commercial breaks?
You know, handing out cookies.
I like to lurk.
I like to lurk. No, at my phone, I realized my phone was not in my pocket. I thought, oh, damn, I've left it in the car. So I went down to my car to get the phone, and there in the corner of my parking space was a large white bag, white plastic bag.
Like a trash bag?
Yeah, like that, double strength.
Gross.
Oh, brand new.
See, I'm grossed out already.
There was no garbage on it.
He comes in, he's delighted. I'm already heebied out about
this. Bags.
Where is this bag still down there in the basement?
It's in the trunk of my car.
Let's send an intern down for it.
It's probably covered with some sort of salmonella or something.
It did not
like
appear
that.
To be. I examined it before handling it.
Can we send an intern down for it?
Send Horst down to
get
the bag.
He's going to need my keys.
Horst to the studio, please. Horst.
Does he have a theme song?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. And Pater came in today and we didn't get a chance to do his gay pride thing.
Another time.
Special trip.
Yeah.
They had a sign on it that said free porn.
Please.
Horst, do you know where Mr. Burbank's car is? It's the Citroën Maserati that is in
the blue car in space 3.
Get it out of the trunk, the big white
bag. The bag's in the trunk, and bring the sign with it, too. Thanks. Thank you, Horst.
You're a smart newsman.
And I like this.
Maybe the smartest.
Sometimes when it comes to, you're kind of like the guy that, you got the smarts, but the common sense sometimes leaves it. It's already in the trunk of your car.
Right.
Did it ever enter your mind at all that this might be a little hinky?
Tainted.
That somebody might be pulling something on you here.
Was it ticking?
No. As a matter of fact, as I understand it, this is actually now a fairly common practice of recycling porn in America. That when it's time to get rid of it or you have too much, you put it in a bag and you leave it somewhere. In many cases, people go on Craigslist and say, I have left free porn at, and they will give a location, and then whoever gets it, gets it.
But what about leaving porn out in the open where there could be kids?
Well, this wasn't out in the open where there could be kids.
Well, there could be kids here.
Well, there weren't. There weren't. And it was
My kids could be here.
They wouldn't have seen anything. They would have seen a plain white wrapper.
But it's porn in a trash bag. I'm going to look at this porn. I want to see what's going on.
Do you need, like, gloves?
I'm not going to touch it. I want a horse to go through
I'll touch it. I'm not afraid. It's not like
you're going to touch it. Our horse will bring it to you.
It's not like swimming in a canal and losing your arm.
Bethann, do we have CSI gloves?
But there's germs.
Well, of course there are.
There's germs in this world, not as many as there are
on the WJFK bathroom door handle.
How do you know?
Trust me, I know.
What do you mean, trust you? You know. You don't know where the porn came. Yes, Bethann McBride, what? Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is the action of a guilty person?
No, but isn't it interesting that the porn gods giveth and the porn gods taketh away?
Do you think it's the porn that was stolen?
I don't think so.
No, I just think maybe someone was making it up.
I haven't rummaged through it yet, but I don't think our discs are in there, our missing discs.
How much porn are we talking about here?
An illegal amount.
Just enough to get you
no,
by.
Any VHS or just DVDs?
No, it's all. It appears to be all DVDs. And
VHS,
I would say
I'm grossed out already. If it's VHS,
I would say maybe about 3 dozen DVDs.
Wow. VHS.
They appear to
remember
be...
that porn that Robert the Angry Mailman would bring
oh,
in.
Oh yeah,
just
you
like
know what I remember
gone
about
through
that?
Dog-eared.
It was handwritten labels where the ink was smeared. For some reason,
no,
I remember
this
that.
This is factory stuff.
Is it sealed?
No, I don't think so. But we'll find out.
I used to work at a video store, and we had it wasn't. X-rated, but it was called NC-17, and there was some nudity in it.
Yes.
NC-17 in the Triad?
Yes.
It was in the Triad. Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman would come in every day at 2 o'clock, rent a video, and come back in an hour. And none of us wanted to take it back.
NC-17 in the Triad. I'm trying to think of what film.
I'm surprised they didn't shut your
be.
Place down.
That would be like,
you know what it could have been?
Oh, my friend Flicka.
Pinocchio.
NC-17 in the Triad.
I bet he rented Showgirls.
That's right. Did you have the back section in your
yeah,
video
there
store?
Was a curtain that separated.
And it was only NC, but was it real porn they had back
no,
there?
No.
just NC-17 softcore porn.
Right.
Right.
Like Girls of Playboy?
Well, NC-17 is not even softcore.
We weren't allowed to put the covers. The
Where's
boxes?
The challenged horse with the
he
porn?
He was running.
I just saw him heading towards Annandale.
It's a fairly heavy. It's a fairly heavy bag.
Heading towards Annandale, laughing at his own shadow.
Yeah, he saw his shadow. That means we have 3 more weeks of bad segments.
I have to see this porn before we get to the door here. This is this is fascinating.
Sorry, it's a powerful distraction.
Didn't mean to hold up the door. For
but it, you know what's good about it is it's the second day in a row where an intern can literally stop the show because they're just rapier sharp. They really are, and it's very very fun.
Are you truly in space 3 or did you move back?
No, I'm in space 3 today.
Then there shouldn't be a problem.
This is exclusive DVD stuff. Or are we talking about magazines also?
No, DVDs.
Oh, magazines would be really bad.
Slick factory DVDs in a clean white bag with a clean white note. That
sealed?
Says free porn. I don't believe they're still in their cellophane, no.
You didn't do enough investigation to know if there's any fetish
no,
stuff in there, right?
He pounced on it. If we were bass fishing and Buzz was a bass, this would be the bobber going under the water as soon as the bobber hit the water.
And it's not coming
you
back
would get
up.
A, yeah. you would
the bobber
get a
hits the water and you hear,
where is Horst? For Christ's sake.
Voss asked Horst.
You said it's the car. You told him where?
Yeah, I told him the color, the space. It's a big, heavy bag, but I can't imagine it taking this long.
Well, he's a strapping young lad. He'll have no trouble with that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Unless when he touched the porn, he burst into flames.
Yeah, always possible.
It's the right man for the job, though. We're just trying to brief him in the worlds
of
radio.
Could it be?
Oh, Jesus Christ, what took you so long? Give the porn to Buzz. Please, thank you very
that
much.
That is a big, gross bag.
That is very gross.
Here's,
and there are
the sign.
There are VHS tapes thank in there.
Oh,
really
no.
Are
there really?
I hadn't gotten that far yet.
You didn't even look at it.
We're going to need a picture. Can we get pictures of this, Peter?
I should point out that the free porn is written on... Oh, Buzz, that's gross.
There's nothing in this
oh,
one.
See, it's empty.
All right. Let's see. This one's also empty.
See, you are duped. You are basically taking care of somebody's trash.
This one's not empty.
What's it called? Can we say?
Yes, it's Savannah Mania.
I'm not touching that, but let me look at what's inside there. Are you
right,
sure?
I'll tell you what's
Savannah
inside
Mania.
There.
No, but are you sure that that's real porn that we have there?
Yeah, and no.
Because it might be like a totally useless.
They are all DVDs.
Yeah, but let's see how many more are empty.
Okay, the incredible Savannah. If you like Savannah, this is the bag
for you.
See,
I was wondering. This helps.
There's another Savannah. No, that one's empty.
Is there any coincidence that this was dropped off at your space?
Can't say this one. I don't think so.
Say that one?
I think maybe somebody left it.
Can you at least hold it up?
Hey, I like
purpose.
This one. Cream of the... Oh, I can't say that.
It's not wheat, I'll tell you that much.
Sorry about
that. Oh,
Bader,
wow,
Bader,
look
Bader,
at that.
Bader, I apologize.
It's mega.
Bader came over here. I'm getting all excited and everything. Everybody
Buzz, can you stand and pose
where's
with the sign?
Where's the osium? Do we have the osium here?
This is like Christmas.
Sorry.
And the sign is right there.
I finished my protein bar.
I don't think there's a Rubik's Cube in here, though, Rob.
Keep looking.
More Savannah.
What sort of mental patient wrote that sign, too? The sign is on a piece of paper that was ripped out of a spiral-bound notebook, and the letters, I would say, are about 4 inches tall, capital and lowercase letters.
These
free
are dirty.
Porn.
These are dirty.
Tainted.
CD, DVD cases. These are filthy.
These are not the high quality. No, they're fine.
They're dirty. They've got germs all on well, them.
It's more than germs.
Is that a signed copy right there?
More germs than a children's video that you would rent?
Hold it. Is something signed?
Now you're getting sick.
Because if
you pervert. Now, just don't bring children into this, okay?
Something signed?
No, they're virulent germ carriers.
Hold on.
Oh, now this looks pretty good right here. The workplace. There you go. There's quality entertainment for you.
Put it in your bag, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Is it signed, Mike?
Looks like it's signed.
Because if it's signed, that says to me it's someone that's in this business of show.
Someone in the industry.
Perhaps someone who works here.
Sure is a lot of Savannah.
Does this look like it's on the actual printing, or do you think it was really signed?
It looks like it was really signed.
I think so, too.
Perhaps they were at the adult video show in Chicago or Las Vegas.
Chad or Oscar.
Last Girl Standing. A Paul,
Gail or Bill.
A Paul Thomas film. Last Girl Standing. Paul Thomas makes good movies.
Right.
So there's some good stuff there.
So how deep in the bag? Did you get everything
out
of the
bag? Oh, my God. No, there must be 50
What's,
in
there
here.
Was something that looked like it was one of those pocket things that people use for long trips.
Top Guns.
They're all just DVDs? Is that it?
Yeah.
No, don't throw it around.
It's all DVDs. Those are empty. I will pick those up. I'm separating.
What else is in there? Just dump the whole thing out on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see what's in there. All DVDs.
Yeah. Oh, look, I found some of the discs that had fallen out of some of the boxes.
Oh, well,
apparently.
You'll have to play Matchmaker.
They all look like compilations.
Not all of them. No, some are movies, like the Paul Thomas I mentioned. But
nothing wrong with a compilation.
I'd like to announce to the listening audience
Last
this
Girl
Buzz.
Standing and the workplace.
Buzz will not be coming to work tomorrow.
He'll be so tired.
Or the next day or the day
after. I got
my
hands
that.
Full.
And also, he'll be setting up something that from a distance might look like a lemonade stand.
Well, good
but
luck.
It ain't a lemonade stand.
Good luck. Give that a good, I would wear gloves, seriously. Especially after that story you had earlier about how you can get to all the STDs. Like,
certainly
from
don't
saliva.
Tongue kiss that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see any saliva, so I think we're all right.
Some of them look good, actually.
Yeah, some of them do. There are actually a couple of feature films here.
He's all excited. Look at that. It was in his car inside of 1 second. He saw free porn. He didn't look in the bag. He just threw the bag into Sneakily, you threw the bag into the
trunk of
your
car. Frankly, I'm surprised he mentioned it to us.
That's sneakily, amazing. I came upstairs and told you about it.
Unbelievable. Mm. Absolutely.
Isn't it? Manna from
Hold
heaven.
Hold on, Buzz. What? I thought I may have heard some. I think somebody might be knocking at the door.
Better get that.
Somebody's at the door. I believe somebody's
insistent.
Oh. Who is that? Oh, hi.
Hey, Benny.
Oh, Cousin Luigi.
Cousin Luigi.
Masaggio Pornaggio.
Welcome, Cousin Luigi.
Grande Pinolina.
I'd be happy to share it with you.
Sexuale. Sexuale movito.
Yes, you can have some.
That's what you give it, Luigi.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rabilino.
Good to see you. It's been too long.
Are you okay? You got the... You have Robbie.
Yes.
You got any in the musical?
Oh, for you.
Italiano musical.
Sure.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
It's good to see you, Luigi.
Hey,
it's been so long.
Pornaggio.
Yeah, there's a
Savannah.
Stack of
them. Oh, compilation.
A lot of Savannah, a lot of compilations.
This is good.
Do you like Savannah?
Luigi like a group.
Oh,
yeah,
group action.
Yes, with, you have a girl with the girl and the manager come later. I tell you a great pornaggio. Yes. Luigi watch it back home.
What's your favorite?
I don't remember the title. I tell you the way the story.
Is it on a DVD or a VHS?
No, it's Super 8.
Oh, Super 8. Oh.
Luigi watch Super 8.
What is the story, Luigi, in this film?
I watched the film. The film is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He start out two female agios, sisters. Roommate. Collegio.
Oh, college roommate.
College roommate.
Universitate.
Co-ed.
Universitate.
University.
Sure.
They sit together on the couch.
Yes.
It's a Friday night.
Right.
They're hungry.
Of course.
So... They order pizza pie.
A pizza pie.
Pizza pie agio. They say, hello. Yes. I don't know English. Still not great.
It's all right. You're great.
Hi, baby. Mm-hmm. We like you to bring a pizza to us.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. So they see there. They bought a long blonde hair.
Of course. Yes.
Great gigante bustellino.
Yes.
Immenso. Right. Immenso.
Sure.
Yes, you got it.
Then doorbell.
Doorbell
ring.
Doorbell
ring.
Someone to the
door. They got the guy, pizza guy.
The delivery man.
He have the pizza.
Right.
He go in and they say, oh, we can't pay you. we can't pay you, Mr. Pizza guy.
And are they sad?
He's so sad. He's very sad.
Yes, it is.
They say the one is slightly taller.
Right.
She look at him and say, I can't pay you. I can't pay you. No money.
He has no money. No lira.
He said, I have to have money. Yes. I deliver the pizza to you. She said, I get English hard for Luigi.
You're doing great.
Well, Luigi, she said, I pay you, but not money.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And he begin to smile.
He gets it.
He begin to smile. And then the other one say, yes, this be the biggest tip you receive all night is a great Fornaggio.
It's a classic.
Then the one shakes hands with him and leads him to the room.
Where the
sleep room.
The bedroom.
Yeah, they do that. And then naked agio, grande missionare, you know, reveal Sorino Caboeo. He said they have a good time. And then the end, he puts on the hat that says pizza, right?
Yeah.
And looks back and winks and he say, I bring pizza tomorrow night, okay?
Hey, great movie.
How long is the movie?
10 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. I got to go. I got to play the news now. That's the way they come. Thanks so much.
And who are you?
Me the cousin Luigi.
So nice to see you.
A final thought, Agio, for everybody that listen to Michael Mary Show.
Yes. Yeah.
Importante.
What is it?
Sexual disease.
Yes.
Sexual disease. Not
STDs.
Not just a genital.
Right.
Oh.
I hope they hit the delay switch. I don't know if they do. I hope this get broadcast to you.
Some of it is. Yeah.
Some of it is. It's good. It's been a long time.
I know.
Cousin Luigi on the time, all the time
on
the show.
You know Kate, Cousin Luigi, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, great Asagio.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Hey, oh, yeah. I think about her right now. Hold on a second. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is Luigi's dream.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Katie, baby.
Makes you happy.
Katie, baby, grande asasio. Luigi liked it so much. I lose a train of thought. Oh.
You're not getting any younger, Luigi.
Sexual disease.
Yes, very serious topic.
Oh, bene, serious here. Be careful.
Yes.
I have to read the American. Hold on a second.
Okay. You have something written down?
Like a PSA?
It's a public service.
Hi, kids.
Cousin Luigi.
This is Cousin Luigi.
Maybe from the top again.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is the good one.
Hi, kids. This is a Cousin Luigi. If you are going to have sex, be careful. Very protective.
That's right.
That's the most important thing to prevent the unwanted.
Unwanted.
Thank you.
Pregnancy?
Yeah, that's the word. The unwanted
pregnancy.
The pregnancy disease sexuale.
That's right.
What kind of protection do you recommend?
Condome.
That's very good. That's good advice.
I got to run.
Sound advice for
the kids.
It's
been a slice of heaven.
Yes, indeed.
You come by. I live here now.
Oh, you do?
At the station radio.
Oh, in here.
Yes.
Come in more often, then.
Yes, I live in a locker that is used by Eric Bickle.
Oh.
Yes. Oh.
Wash your hands.
Oh, man. Mucho smello. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
So long, Luigi.
Wow, good to see him.
That was
forgot his porn. His porn's all right here right now.
He'll come get it tonight. Apparently he lives here now.
Lord. Time for the final buzz with Mr. Porn. He's got it surrounding him. I hope he can manage to get out of newscast.
There's news here somewhere.
Here he is, the man that stuffed that bag into his car faster than a thief, Buzz Burbank, with the final buzz of the afternoon.
Hi. Those tax rebate checks that were supposed to stimulate the economy never even made it to nearly 2 million taxpayers.
Me included.
People, I haven't gotten mine.
People who owed money to their state or federal governments. Was that the case with either of you guys? Did you end up owing money?
No, I get big, fat refunds because I cheat.
I get huge refunds because I'm actually a nonprofit organization.
You are now, I guess.
Matter of fact, 2008, a serious nonprofit.
Well, ever since wife two, right?
Yes, wife number two. That's when I became an official nonprofit organization. Thank you, Rob. Very nice. He's here all week. I'm going to give him a rim shot and a ding for that one.
Thank you.
I don't know why you haven't gotten yours, but a lot of people didn't get them because they owed money to state or federal government, or they were maybe behind on their child support payments.
Everybody should get some.
That's right.
You're here.
You'll be watching that tonight.
And then I
can't concentrate on your news looking at this sea of pornography.
Notice my focus?
Mm-hmm.
Savannah.
Some of the money that didn't get refunded went to children and families in need in Tennessee alone to the tune of $8.5 million for unpaid child support. In fact, out of the $64 billion rebated by the government so far, nearly $1 billion of that has gone to child support and unpaid student loans and back taxes.
All in Tennessee?
No, that's the last figures there were national.
Oh, okay, okay.
$64 billion and $1 billion of that.
If you give that much money to Tennessee, they're just going to get in trouble.
They're
such children.
No good can come of that.
Who will survive?
Exactly.
The final. Oh, it's not, but they've changed the word from final to a word that also has N-A-L in it.
Oh.
Who will survive the
challenge
showdown?
Canal?
Yeah. I'm just looking at this. This looks like it's all girl.
Can you mention the name of
girl.
That one?
Mm-hmm. It's called Last Girl Standing.
Sure.
A Paul Thomas film.
He's very good, actually.
This one
looks
a little...
Isn't that show on Channel 4?
This one looks a little
Oh, that's
nasty.
Last Comic Standing.
This is Mega Ho. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You've brought this in here.
I know.
I'm touching it.
I brought this on myself.
I'm itching.
You're going to be all right.
This guy loves Savannah.
Have a tomato. Enjoy the movie.
This sick guy loves Savannah.
Oh, we're out of Clorox White.
Beef. Just in time.
Good time to lose them.
The folks who didn't get rebate checks got a letter instead, and in some cases, of course, they actually had to pay some taxes.
I didn't even get a letter.
So this is another major. I think I might have gotten the letter, Rob. I think I might have gotten the letter to some sort of letter to that effect.
You know, once this is another example of the federal government ignoring me.
I can't keep track of it. I can't keep track of the fact that I'm not getting my $600 check when I'm trying to find where the good tomatoes are.
I understand.
Really. And then I'm trying to follow, whether they're rebuilding New Orleans or not.
Mm-hmm. I bought some tomatoes at Shoppers that were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a sign up that said, it said free porn.
Did you mention on the air that thing you were telling me about the hot water and the cold water?
No. Would you like to mention that now?
Buzz was telling me that if you get tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
Even if you're marginally concerned
right.
about the health of these tomatoes, you want to wash them in hot water, not cold.
Not hot, but warm. Warm water.
Yeah, too hot will cook them.
What you don't want to do is use cold water, either on fruits or vegetables of any kind, tomatoes or anything else, because apparently cold water causes the fruit to draw that water into itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is E. coli bacteria on the outside of the fruit, it will be drawn into the fruit where it will
where
multiply.
It will hide and kill you.
Multiply.
Also, yeah. the warm water will help break up wax. There's a lot of times a very thin layer of wax
mm-hmm.
on fruit and vegetables.
That helps
waxy
get them
buildup.
So there's your tip. Wash your fruits and vegetables with cold water and you might be okay.
You know what I bet? I bet we got our check and Carrie didn't tell me. That's just how she operates.
Boy, look at this compilation, the stars in this.
And if you were downstairs and she was upstairs and you wanted to ask her about that, how
Carrie!
Would it sound like that?
Nina, Lola, Devon, Gage, Kelsey, Dayton, Julianne,
they're
Jordan Hayes, Sky Taylor, Brianna Banks, Leslie Zen, Heather Lynn, Raylene.
Raylene has been around for a while.
Raylene. Dina Pearl, Sione Steele, Carrie Windsor, Shannon Blank. That's
yes.
like a cheesy wine.
Quite a cast.
And Valerie
Rebecca
Harper.
Rebecca Lord, Nicole Sheridan, Tasha Hunter, Vivian Valentine, Shauna Faith Banks.
And Tyne Daly.
Savannah Sampson, Bobby Vitale, Julian, Mr. Marcus, Evan Stone,
Polly
Tony,
Holiday,
Tony Tedeschi.
What a cast.
Stephen St. Croix, and introducing.
Mm?
Introducing
Michael
Mary
Mara.
Lou Henner. I'm so sorry.
No, Stephen St. Croix is such a whore. He does all those movies.
Rue McClanahan.
Oh, she's hot. You know what? They really kind of uglied her up for the Golden Girls. She's really quite pretty.
Yes, she is. The Senate's about to spend $300 billion to help nearly 500,000 homeowners who are about to lose their homes to foreclosure. The plan has the support of both Republicans and Democrats who are looking to be reelected, but it's opposed by a White House that can't. $4 billion of the dollars will be used to buy homes that have already been foreclosed, which basically means paying back the bank that made what turned out to be a bad loan.
So this is saving the banks, in other words.
Some of it is $4 billion of it is. The other $296 billion is going to homeowners.
Yeah, but how do they get it in the hands of homeowners? I mean, if they've defaulted on their loans, are they going to get it into their hands by just giving them cash, or are they going to pay their loans and they're going to save their homes, in other words?
Exactly.
Is that what they're
going to
do?
I believe this goes toward their homes. They won't be getting a check for it, but this will help people who are facing losing their homes.
You know, didn't we hear
that
maybe a couple of weeks back that maybe things might be getting a little better, and now I'm hearing the opposite, that things are starting to go to crap again.
Well, that guy in the bank in Scotland said that it's going to get much worse.
Much worse, almost depression style. Yeah.
But that's the only gloom forecast that I've heard, was that serious.
I'm sitting there, I'm having lunch with my kids today. Mm-hmm. I'm out at a restaurant.
At a very expensive restaurant?
No, at a very cheap restaurant, excuse me. And I see my my guy that does some investment work for me, and
right.
he comes in, and this, I swear to God, this was the answer. I said,
he was waiting tables?
I said, how are things going? He goes, And then it just keeps walking.
Wow, that's good. Yeah,
thanks a lot, Alan.
Says so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, there's also concern that a lot of this money is going to people who didn't buy within their means, but no politician wants to be known for letting people lose their homes.
Who buys, seriously, a house in America?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the culture of America is you buy a house that's not within your means.
No,
that's
you
why you're
can.
Financing it for the for your entire life.
No, but listen, this has been my experience both of the times that I've purchased homes, and that is that they come to you with your credit report, your finance report, and they say, oh, this is wonderful. You're qualified to buy a home worth this much. Well, I look at it, and I just laugh because I know that in real life, if I expect to eat, if I expect to go to movies, if I expect to cover other expenses, I can't really afford the home they say I can afford.
Well, they show you the monthly payment we're talking about right here. But what I'm saying is even in – I know what you're saying.
Right.
You're talking about the maxed out. They take your income and then they show you the absolute most house you can afford. And a lot of people, do the same thing. But even –
And they kind of steer you toward that.
Even the houses that we can make the payments on, you're talking about
– Of course.
You're talking about value to – the mortgage business and the fact that we've paid these prices for years and this interest for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the American system. That's what we were raised on. You save, you save for a down payment on a house, and then you get a 30-year mortgage, and you basically
sometimes many more years.
You spend your life paying off the mortgage on something you can never really afford.
Right,
but it's not like everybody. You know, there are a few people out there.
Of course.
I mean, you know, NBA stars are penning checks for houses, and
movie
stars are doing
especially inexperienced first-time buyers. When they tell somebody, hey, congratulations, you can afford to buy a house worth $500,000 or $750,000.
Well, they do
dollars.
Worse than that. They're more unscrupulous than that. They actually say, you know, you don't, you know, consolidate your debt. It's the predatory lending
Fortunately,
practices.
I had the presence of mind to say to myself, no, that's crazy. Even though they say so, you really can't afford that kind of a house. So I chose something less
but
expensive.
But it's in their interest to drive you towards the most expensive, to borrow the most money, and God forbid you default, and they get everything in the end.
They get
anyway.
Everything, but that's that is why Buzz Burbank is currently living in a efficiency apartment that he purchased
with
a hot plate.
And his wife.
It came with the hot plate.
And there's another tenant and cats.
But I'm building another room out of porn boxes.
Yeah, you can with that.
Savannah is the other tenant.
Curve.
Hey, here's a little government windfall. A lot of the change you take out of your pocket at airport security winds up in the pockets of the agency that oversees airport security.
That's crooked.
The TSA says it picked up $1 million in change last year.
That $1 million.
So did Alan Linewine.
That air travelers left. That's where they got the idea.
Hi, listen, I won't be coming home tonight. I'm going to be at the airport.
Again?
Yes. It's just wonderful. I love watching people travel.
It's you with a stick with chewing gum on the end of it.
Thanks so much. It's so nice visiting with you.
Former WJFK General Manager Alan Gold.
Hi, it's Yalen.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
It's $1 million in pocket change that people left behind at security. TSA officials say they use that money to defray security costs.
And I remember it might have been a story you had or somebody else had that when you're in that security, be very vigilant about your stuff.
Watch your
because
stuff.
That's huge watch stealing territory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People do it all the time, and you have to be aware of that. And suddenly, you know, you go through the security line, they're watching the TV monitor to see if you've got a bomb in your suitcase.
Right.
And you say, where'd my watch go? And everybody goes, what? Meanwhile, the guy's 17 gates down.
Think of the disorganization there.
Yeah,
it's
so be aware of that. I got that from you.
It's a good tip.
Didn't you have that on your news?
Yeah, I believe I did.
That's why I wear a watch that's made of rubber.
Because no one has one like it, Rob.
That's right.
It's a wonderful watch.
A rubber watch.
LAX, if you'd like to know, collects the most change. It's picked up over $89,000
rubber watch that sees its shadow.
It's 2004.
Laughing all day.
That's right.
So much fun.
Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport collects the least change. They collected just $1.20 in the last year.
Good Lord. Wow.
Wow. The Earth is not imploding.
Thanks for the bulletin.
This week.
Oh, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
More when we continue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.